Finally, the Turkish parliament has approved an agreement signed by Ankara and Tel Aviv, normalizing diplomatic ties between the two sides.
I'm reading the results for the vote regarding the compensation deal between the Turkish Republic and the Israeli government. Number of votes 228, approval 209, denial 16, abstention 3. There are no invalid or blank votes. The draft has been approved and has become law.
Under the deal, Tel Aviv will pay Ankara $20 million in compensation for the 2010 raid by Israeli commandos on a Gaza-bound aid ship that left 10 Turkish activists dead. Meanwhile, no Israeli individual would be held liable, either criminally or financially, for the raid. The agreement also eases the naval blockade on the Gaza Strip, allowing Turkey to deliver humanitarian aid to the Palestinians there. Israel approved the deal in June, but Turkey didn't send it to parliament because of time pressure after the failed July coup. And to put this into context, let's go to Edinburgh and talk to Mick Napier, the Scottish-Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Napier, what does this normalization of ties with Israel tell us about Turkey's true stance towards Israel and the many atrocities Tel Aviv has committed towards the Palestinians?
I think it tells us that the Turkish government has a problem with Turkish public opinion, in that after the atrocities across Gaza and Palestine for many years, but also the slaughter of 10 Turkish citizens, they have a real problem selling this deal to their public. And I hear that Prime Minister Yildirim has said that the siege of Gaza has largely been lifted. You can't largely lift a siege. The siege is still intact, and Netanyahu has insisted that the siege is still intact. So there's a major discrepancy between these two developing partners. And the idea that getting humanitarian aid into Gaza can solve the problem is, of course, belied by the fact that although Turkey is going to build a 200-bed hospital to be welcomed, of course, the EU has in the past, while supporting Israel in its crimes in Palestine, has built an airport, has built lots of infrastructure projects, which Israel then destroys when it feels that it's convenient. So humanitarian aid is not a solution. It's also part of the way in which the whole world helps Israel to maintain the siege at no cost and, in fact, at profit. So the aid is to be delivered to the beleaguered people of Gaza via the Israeli port of Ashdod, which means that Israeli trucks are going to deliver it, Israeli dock workers are going to land it, and Israel will actually make a tidy profit, will skim a substantial profit off all aid that goes through its soil to the people of Gaza. So it's a very, very good deal for the Israelis. And really, it's simply Turkey, with more caution, throwing the Palestinians under the bus.
So in your opinion, what is the end goal? What is the end and final objective of this deal?
Well, the goal from the point of view of Turkey is to continue to develop very substantial trade relations, which, even although there's been a political freeze since the slaughter of the people on the Mavi Marmara, trade between Israel and Turkey has burgeoned, has developed. It's over $5 billion a year now, and Turkey certainly hopes to develop that. There's also the issue of gas pipelines, and that raises, of course, the issue that Israel will almost certainly be stealing the gas in the Gaza oil field, and in order to do that, will maintain the siege very brutally. I mean, Israel has, in the past, signed a deal. They signed a deal at Oslo to allow, for example, Palestinian fishermen to feed their families and the people of Gaza by fishing at 20 nautical miles from the shore. Israel's kept it to 3, sometimes gone up to 5 or 6, and then back down to 3 again, but the deal in Oslo has been systematically violated. So any lessening of the siege, any slight amelioration of the siege, will be there for the period when the eyes of the world are upon it. But Israel maintains all the cards and will maintain that siege and raise the harshness of it at a time when it feels like it.
Right. And finally, sir, Mr. Napier, the thing is, how do you think the Palestinians feel towards this deal?
Terribly sold out. I think they do feel that they've been thrown under the bus. This is naked realpolitik between Turkey and Israel. The Israelis will continue with their overall project of ethnic cleansing in the West Bank, inside Israel 48, and maintain the brutal siege of Gaza. And it's all, it's important to realize this is not an occupation which will come to an end at some stage. This is part of the daily Israeli project of removing as many Palestinians from Palestine as possible. The Netanyahu government is a colonial settler project. It wants all of Palestine and no Palestinians. So they play cat and mouse with the people of Gaza. And while we are talking about a supposed improvement in Gaza, the ferocious ethnic cleansing of the Negev continues in other parts of Israel. So I think it's very, very bad news for the people of Gaza and for Palestine as a whole. The best one can say, and it's not very good, right, is that out of this deal, Turkey will build stuff in the Jenin industrial zone, but they'll be using Palestinian servile labor,
right,
under Israeli military control.
Right. I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. Sir Mick Napier with the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign from Edinburgh. Thanks for your time there, sir.